Welcome to the Skimmer Island Audio Tour, a part of the Restored the Shore program at Maryland Coastal Bays program. Right now, you are at De Lazy Lizard overlooking the Isle of Wight Bay. The area of sand you see in the distance is known as Skimmer Island. Here at the Maryland Coastal Bays program, we seek to restore, protect, and educate about the five coastal bays, the surrounding land, and their ecosystems. Now, you may be asking yourself, why is this island called Skimmer? How do islands form in our bays? Why should we care about them? These are all great questions to ask and ponder while we look out at this iconic location. Look out directly across the bay from where you are standing. You might see a small stretch of beach or a cluster of birds seemingly standing on the water. This is Skimmer Island. Before 1933, the island did not exist. But in that year, a massive hurricane opened the Ocean City Inlet. This opening was stabilized by the Army Corps of Engineers shortly after. This generated the conditions for the creation of Skimmer and other bay islands. It wasn't until the late 1980s that Skimmer Island grew above the high water line. The island broke above the surface due to the underwater rock structure put in to protect the supports of the Route 50 bridge, which is on your left. So why is the island called Skimmer? Well, because of the once large colony of black skimmer birds that nested on the island. Black skimmers are colonial nesting birds, and the island happened to be the perfect spot for their needs. Now, why do some birds live in colonies? Sometimes, when a species needs specific breeding grounds, and those grounds are rare, they will nest in large colonies. Colonies also provide protection. The more the merrier when it comes to watching out for predators. But it is not only skimmers who utilize this island. Other colonial nesting birds, like the royal tern and common tern, also use the site as critical nesting grounds. Both black skimmers and royal terns are endangered in the state of Maryland. In the early 1990s, Skimmer Island became the primary real estate for Maryland for these important bird species. Skimmer Island was once around 7.5 acres of vegetated land. This made it the perfect spot for colonial nesting birds and other bird species that relied on the island for habitat and feeding purposes. Since then, the island has shrunk to less than 0.5 acre of bare sand. Sometimes the island is completely submerged. Because of this, we have lost vital nesting grounds for a diverse group of birds. According to scientists from the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service, and Maryland Coastal Bays Program, the black skimmer population has been reduced by 99%, and common terns have been reduced by 82% in the coastal bays watershed since the 1990s. As we lose these islands, the birds have no place to nest, and they have to find other areas for nesting outside of the coastal bays. This puts the birds in a bad situation for future generations. When we lose such diversity, we lose the incredible services they bring. And the islands found in our bays are not just for the birds. They are also the site of the largest number of spawning horseshoe crabs that exist within our coastal bays. From late spring to summer, Skimmer Island is home to thousands of spawning horseshoe crabs. Since 2002, Maryland Coastal Bays Program and Maryland Department of Natural Resources have been conducting horseshoe crab surveys to assess the population. Their eggs are an important food source for over a dozen coastal bays fish and crab species and shorebirds like the federally threatened red knot. Horseshoe crabs also play a major role in the medical industry, as their blood is used to test vaccines and other injections. So what can you do to help? Make sure that you stay off of the islands during the summer. The bird nests are little more than depressions in the sand and are vulnerable to exposure. Keep pets off the island. Dogs can create havoc on these small nesting islands. For more information on these islands and innovative ways we are working to protect these species, please visit MarylandCoastalBays.org. Thank you.